Podcasting like we mean it. Welcome to show number 68 of the Red Boy Podcast, featuring me, Absolute Amy.
This is me.
And the Bean.
And you're listening to the Red Boy Podcast.
Hey, Amy.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Hey there, it's Ryan Seacrest, and you are listening to one of my dear friends,
Absolute Amy. Podcasting from the dining room in the cornfields of central Illinois.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Welcome, Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. It's why I drink all the time. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine. She wants to tell me where to go, tell me what to do, tell me what to eat and how loud I can chew. She even wants to tell me what thoughts I ought to think. It used to drive me crazy till it drove me to drink. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. That's why I drank all the time.
It does take a whole lot of liquor to like her. What the hell are you doing over there, Amy? Don't worry about where the pantyhose fall on the microphone.
No, this screen is not right.
You know what? It's going to be good enough for the average bear.
You know, it's not right. It's bothering me. I can't.
There you go.
I can't read over the spectacular windscreen you've set up for me.
It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her.
Shut up.
That's why I drink all the time.
It's my mantra.
It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her.
When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine. Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast. I'm being hushed for no apparent reason.
Shut it.
If you hear sky high in the background, it's because one of our children are still awake, and we have to keep those people entertained somehow. So, welcome to the bad mood cast of the Red Boy Podcast. Try number two.
Bad moods. Just add 1 5-and-a-half-year-old.
We skipped.
Had to whisper that.
Welcome aboard flight number 68 of the Red Boy Podcast. We're glad we found you a seat on this delayed flight. We're apologizing because we are one day late. Certain members of the podcast, i.e. Amy.
I fell asleep. I didn't feel good either.
Ironically, the kids were awake. You were asleep.
I didn't feel good.
I don't care. Well, you muscle on. That's what it's about, babe.
No, you came home and I said, okay, your turn.
Yeah. No, if I'm down with that, so.
Oh, whatever.
So here we are. Like it or love it or hate it, we don't really give a rip. Because you know what?
It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her.
That's the earworm of the week if you can't notice it already.
If you haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'm a little slow this evening.
Help me.
The views expressed by Absolute Amy do not necessarily reflect those of Red Boy, the Red Boy Podcast, Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, or Redcorn Industries LLC.
Oh yeah, Amy, I loaded the deck tonight.
Really, do you think that was really necessary for just that comment?
You know what? I can even. I loaded the deck, baby. I am hooked up tonight
for the bad mood cast. So you can just go. All right, we're in a bad mood. Play that.
Well, I wasn't planning on being in a bad mood until I don't know until what. Thank you to me and the Bean. For that nice little intro.
That was
cute. I didn't want the Bean to redo that and go, hi, Matt. That's a little too sexy to be to you. I think that needs to be pointed toward
why?
Me. I don't know. Those are our friends over there. Me and the Bean, part of the Tripod Network, of which we are part of.
Yeah.
We have new members as of, I think, yesterday or today. We have a Comedy Forecast and one other one that I don't remember right now, so I'm going to apologize in advance.
Well,
because I'm just that kind of guy. What can I say?
You can say it next week, I guess.
Nice segue, Amy. Next week, Red Boy Podcast turns
1 year old.
1 year old for the Red Boy Podcast. And actually, we'll do it on Friday next week, too, so I guess we're kind of putting ourselves in the right groove.
Why are we going to do it Friday next week?
It's Cinco de Mayo.
And because we have 2 children and no babysitter,
we'll be here
celebrating it right here.
Yeah, we can't go anywhere.
From the dining room.
Yes,
we will have some chips and salsa.
And some margaritas. Please join us for Cinco de Mayo next
Friday. I might even get a piñata. We might beat it.
That would translate well to a podcast. Go, Amy, go. Yeah. So stay tuned next week. We will turn one. I'm not going to really do a whole. If you'd like to send us a voicemail or a happy 1 year, that's fine. We'd appreciate that. Thank you very much.
But
we were supposed to have a voicemail this week, but I recorded. I don't know if I. Oh, here's our voicemail for this week. K7 said, here's your voicemail. There you go. Did you catch that? Yeah, that's all it was. So, I don't know. It was from an unknown number. I think it may have been from Israelisms because we were taunting them about American Idol.
They're not mad at us for doing that.
You may have lost your chocolate spread. I don't know. We'll see.
That's you all. Made me do it.
That's true. But all I got was, so I don't know.
You made me do that. I'm like, I don't want to ruin it for him, but it was just Kelly. Oh, that's right. That's Charlie's Kelly.
You know, Charlie.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we'll get to that later. Don't jump that far ahead in the notes, Amy.
I know, that's way down.
Pretending like I'm not reading this off a piece of paper. Amy, how's your week been?
My week's been fine.
How was my week? What did I do? I busted up my arm.
Well, let's start. What were you doing?
Well, I'm probably...
Okay, let's start. The shower... Okay, Monday. I'm here in the house doing stuff. All of a sudden, I hear this bang from upstairs. Well... First of all, it's Luke and Maggie and I are here, and we're all downstairs. And I'm like, oh, well, something fell. So I don't go in. Well, I did go investigate, and I look around, and I can't find anything, which is not
usual. Nothing's leaking or on fire, so it's okay.
So I'm like, all right, well, okay, whatever. So then a little bit later, was it that evening when you came home, we discovered that it was your shower curtain.
Yes.
That had fallen. So you decided to go in and put the shower curtain
Back up. Yes.
And you took...
With the tension rod.
Yes, but you...
So I had one side against the wall, and I'm doing...
You got the other... You can't see this, but Red Boy has both of his arms above his head.
Way above my head. And with my left arm, I'm pulling down. Well, apparently I know why it's broken, because it won't hold tension.
Well, yeah. So but you keep messing with it. Magically it's going to work.
So as it gives way at full force on my left arm, I come down. We have one of those like dual hook, like towel hook deals. My elbow comes down square at full force onto that.
Ouch.
Let's just say owie.
Did you see the white light on that one?
Go into the light, Caroline. No. But you know what I was saying, Amy?
It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her.
Look at me like that when you play that.
Actually, what I was thinking was...
No, I don't think you were thinking that at either. I think you were
Red Boy.
You were in a lot of pain.
It did hurt. Nothing. Don't worry, kitty.
So you had to wear a sling for a few days.
Bruised bones and ligaments, but
you're okay.
As far as I can tell, it's back to normal.
You're surviving.
So, you know,
you should have had.
I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna get it. Whatever. So yes.
But you know what's funny is after you did that, then what did I do? I went upstairs, was putting Maggie in her crib and tripped over her dollhouse, which, mind you, is a little dollhouse. And Maggie's fine, everybody.
You were carrying her at the time.
I was carrying her, and I ended up hooking my arm over her crib. And otherwise, I would have fallen and on her.
But you saved the baby. That's the big
I saved
point.
The baby. And go. I have a huge bruise. Did you see my bruise?
No. Let me see your bruise.
I can't get this up there.
Holy. You look like an IV junkie.
I know. Hey, right there. That
you bruise easy, though. You're a delicate flower.
Well, you know. Anyway, so we've been stumbling
welcome,
around the house.
Welcome
all
to the coordination podcast. Yeah, we are not all that. So we'll skip a couple of these things. Yeah, I have too many podcasts. I'm way behind. I'm up to 36 podcasts, which some may say that's not that many, but I figure
that's a lot.
I start averaging out about how long each one was, and it's like 3 days worth of podcast listening. Do them all the way through. So I'm a touch behind, kids. So I do my best, but. And we'll see. Whatever. We want to do this last one, the sweepies?
What about the sweepies? Do people know about the sweepies?
I don't know. Why wouldn't what is the sweepies, Amy? You know, if I took my time to sit myself at this table, we're going to talk to these people. They're going to listen. Tell me about the sweepies, Amy.
You are a weirdo. Anyways.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
But the sweepies, yes. I love it because it's basically, it's an
electronic dust bin.
Dust mop.
It's kind of like a vacuum.
But yeah, it just sits there.
It's like a garbage can that sucks.
So you just sweep the stuff up to it.
And it goes.
And it sucks it up. Yeah. And it's gone.
So you don't have to get the dust pan out.
You don't have to do all that. You just. We have it in the little corner. It's wonderful.
It's pretty small. I would, you know, I mean, it's not the size of a garbage can. A really, really, like, bathroom maybe size garbage can.
It's a little bit bigger. It's probably a little bit smaller than a shredder. But
yeah, about, yeah,
about
small,
that size.
Small
paper shredder. Paper shredder.
Yeah.
It works great.
Oh, it's the best thing.
Except when we had a little glitch where for some reason there for a little bit, it was like in the middle of the night, it would go off and you're like, okay.
What the hell is that noise? Woo! Yeah. And if it gets a Dorito stuck in it, it stays running too. So yeah. I learned that.
So now what is this, the fourth point you have here?
That was your open, it says Amy dot dot dot. Anything you'd like to add?
Anything I'd like to add.
Sorry, too late. On to the next topic.
Okay.
Thanks for all the great feedback on the blog. We appreciate it. Steve from Wicked Good Podcast is offering up football lessons for us because we are the official sponsors of the Saginaw Valley Lutheran Stallion something. All I know is I linked to the wrong football team on the website. So if you click that link, it's wrong. And your brother-in-law was supposed to send us the correct
the
link.
The new link, and I don't think he has. So,
but Steve offered us, said he could hook us up with some football tips. So. And as we said before, Amy's chocolate spread may be on the way. I don't know. You've been taunting our friends.
No,
so.
You made me do that. And I
you
would
could,
like
you,
to...
You
no.
had to talk. I held the phone up. You were not forced.
Yes, you did. You forced me Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so, anyways.
Oh, and Charlie from Mostly News posted a picture for us of what runts are. They're those... I remember them now. They're like the mini, like, look like fruit.
Ah.
But they're sweethearts.
And they're sweet tart like.
Well, that's how I put sweet tart. Well, I think they actually are sweet tarts.
So. Oh, okay. Cool. We have to go get some of those.
And it's a tow truck. Towing a pizza truck. Let's see. No. Oh, First Walk. Oh, sorry. Somebody's not going to get their Chinese tonight from First Walk. Wah,
wow.
Wah. Because you know why?
I don't know.
Because I don't know what I'm doing.
I can't get it to work. Ha, 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 ha.
Dang it. And Pete and Janet are going to come over from Illinois to do a game night.
When? Did we ever set that up?
No. I'm
going to have to call Janet, I think. We talked to Pete, didn't
we? I talked to Pete, and I made it open-ended, so it may never happen if I leave it at that. So.
Okay.
But as well, we're getting together with Mr. C.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. C.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the little C's.
And the little C's. And actually, Mr. C had to give us some helpful hints because Little Red busted a tree.
A limb.
Well, he busted, but it's the tree. He broke the tree. What kind of parent are you? He broke the tree. Well, you know what? Let's see what Mr. C has to say this week, shall we?
Sure.
Welcome to the green spot.
You mean G-spot.
With your master of horticulture, Mr. C, here on the Red Boy Podcast.
Okay. Kiddies, welcome back to Mr. C's Green Spot. Mr. C, welcome back to the Red Boy Studios.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here again.
What master of horticulturalness do you bring us this week, Mr. C?
Well, today I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about planting trees and shrubs. How about that?
That sounds wonderful. Should I be planting trees and shrubs?
Yes, absolutely. This is the perfect time of year, preferably plant them green side up, of course.
Oh, man, that really is going to explain a lot of my problems I'm having.
I know. For a horticondriac as yourself, it is tough to get a grasp of that idea. Wrap your mind around that, would you, for a moment?
Yes.
But yeah, it is a good time of year to start getting your trees and shrubs in the ground. You could try planting your perennials here in central Illinois. It's getting kind of close to the frost-free date.
Now, perennial is something that grows one season. Is that right?
No. Actually,
I always get that wrong.
Exactly the opposite. Perennial is going to come back every year. You plant it once, and then the way to think of it is that it comes back perennially for you. An annual is what you referred to. Annual is something that you have to plant annually. That's a good way to remember it. Perennial, you plant once, and it comes back perennially. An annual, you plant annually.
See, I always go, it comes back annually is where I get confused.
That's the confusion point. Yeah, no, it's a little early still to be putting in your annuals. You're going to want to wait till probably May 5th, May 6th, May 8th, around that time frame. That's about when our frost-free date is. And it's important, of course, with annuals not to have them out too soon because that frost will snap them and kill them. But trees and shrubs, And even perennials, you could start getting them in the ground right now.
So what are some good things to be doing to my trees and shrubs when I'm planting them this time of year?
Well, of course, when you plant your trees and shrubs, you want to make sure that you take the root ball out of the pot, preferably. Yeah, you're not going to want to plant them in the pot.
Works a little better that way.
Yes, it does. It does. So you want to get them out of the pot and get them out of the burlap sack that they're in. You don't necessarily have to take the burlap sack off entirely, nor the wire mesh basket that might be around it, but it is important to take it off the top of the ball, and that wire mesh that is around the ball, you want to bend that back or else cut it completely off the top as well. And then for your potted plants, it's important to kind of shake that ball loose a little bit and get those roots pointed out and away from the ball so that they don't become root-bound in the hole once you plant them.
Now, how big a hole do I make for my plant?
Most literature will tell you to dig it about twice the size of the ball itself. And that's probably a pretty good rule of thumb to go with. I know a lot of times when you get the landscapers out there, and let's be real, they're on a time frame. They got to get them in the ground, and they just dig them wide enough to get the plant in the ground. But preferably, it's good to get them about twice the width of the ball itself.
And how deep?
You want to go about as deep as it is in the pot. You don't want to plant the plant any higher than your surrounding grade, and you don't want to plant it any lower than the surrounding grade. And then also, it's important to give it a good shot of fertilizer, something like a root stimulator, something that's going to be high in phosphorus, and also give it a shot of some rooting hormone, because as we talked about when we were talking about grass seed, it's important for a plant in a new place to get its root system jump-started, so you want to make sure to give it a high phosphorus fertilizer.
Well, there you go, kids. Get out there and get those plants in the ground, but not too deep, not too shallow, just right. Mr. C, thank you once again for joining us here at the Red Boy Podcast.
My pleasure, absolutely.
And we'll catch you next time on Mr. C's Green Spot. If you have questions for Mr. C, please email him, mrc@redboypodcast.com. See yous.
Podcasting from high in the Sierra Nevada mountain range, it's For What It's Worth Podcast with Steve and Don.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, folks. How are you?
We're back.
Two funny people talking about everyday life.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Oh, could you hear that?
Yeah. Sierra Nevada barking spiders.
Find the For What It's Worth Podcast at StephenDon.com.
Hey, Steve and Don. It's Red Boy from the Red Boy Podcast. Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, you know what? I really loved your show. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
The For What It's Worth Podcast with Steve and Don at StephenDon.com.
Welcome back to the Grumpy Red Boy Podcast. Thank you for... Actually, I feel like I have to thank Steve and Don, Amy, for that promo that they put together. That's a promo for their show, but I almost feel like I should thank them for all the props they gave us. You know, we're on this show. Sorry. Are you done on your computer there, Amy?
No, I'm getting ready for the next segment.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. C, for that tip on planting our plants green side up. Double wide on the hole. There you go. So those are some good things to know. We'll have to get Mr. C to do some new ones this weekend. So, Amy.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to talk about it?
Whatever. You know what?
Whatever. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. It's why I drink all the
time. I think I'm going to get the finger here pretty soon. It takes a whole lot of... Okay. Please, Amy. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about our new favorite show on TLC.
Whatever. What is it?
You shut it. It's Little People, Big World.
Now, is that right? I thought that was what it was.
Little People, Big World. And it's about...
Now, why did you get turned on to this show? Well, be honest.
No, we were watching. I was just turning on. No, this, no, watch. I was watching and I thought it was interesting. It's on TLC.
TLC, okay.
So I turned it on. I'm like, well, this looks interesting. I think I'll watch it. Well, it just started. Well, at the very beginning, then they show the whole promo, and the couple's names are Matt and Amy, and they're dwarfs who have three children who are regular-sized people and one son who is also a dwarf.
Saying they're physical dwarfs. We're mental dwarfs, so we can relate.
But no, it is hysterical. I mean, it is a great show. They are great people. I mean... It's very interesting. It's one of those, it's very kind of voyeuristic because you're watching these people.
It's a reality
game. Yeah, but it is really, they're
and
just
the dad's
there
a
every
lot like
day.
Me, not
they're
very, you know, mechanically inclined and
well, I don't,
kids still wrecking just, the cars and, you know.
Oh, yeah. But it's a really neat neat show. They've got four children, which my hat's off to them.
Yeah.
Holy cow. They have twin boys. One is Zach, and who is a dwarf, and then the Jeremy, who is, well, he's the tallest in their family now. I think he's probably, I think he looks like he's on his way to be about 6 foot tall.
Probably.
But they, both of them, I was just kind of reading on their website about Matt, and he actually was, worked in Silicon Valley, but got laid off. And then he's being an entrepreneur. So, yeah,
well, their business ideas. It's
they have
it's
a farm.
Like, they have a farm, but their business are starting as like accessories and stuff for hotels to have for little people when they come.
Like, it's like a whole kit.
And is that the new term? Step-stool. Is it supposed to be little people?
Mm-hmm. They can be little people, dwarfs.
But see, I thought dwarfs was, or is it?
No, dwarfism is, that's the actual term.
Is it midget you're not supposed to use?
Yes.
Okay.
That's very offensive.
So you use little people. See, I don't think little people sounds, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not. But I just, it's a fun show to watch.
It is fun.
And it's just fun to watch two people who are just average people who are struggling taking care of these four kids. And
then you throw in the fact that they have the height difference and stuff.
And you know, all their challenges. But it's a really good show. Yeah. And it's...
The dad's a typical dad and blah, blah, blah.
You know, I do have one thing I want to talk about this week. What happened?
I'm sorry. It's not on the notes. We can't go there. No, please.
No, remember I told you... Okay.
No, probably not. But go ahead.
Okay. Wicked Good...
Wicked Good Podcast. Steve and
Maureen was talking about the tweens at the park.
Oh, the park. Yeah.
Well, I took Maggie and Luke to the park. I guess it was the end of last week. And we went to the park and we're hanging out and everything. And we had some tweens who showed up. Now, mind you, these boys were actually very nice young men. They were playing with the kids. And, you know, I think some of them might have. They're all just neighborhood kids, so yeah. They're hanging out at the park. Well, there was one boy who I looked over because I was watching Maggie and playing with her, and Luke is standing there staring at this young boy, and there's another little boy too. Well, this little tweenager, or whatever you call him, tween, he's sitting there, and he goes, "You want to see me take my leg off?" Well, next thing you know, he goes, "Now watch." And he's sitting there, and he clicks on his knee, and the other one of his friends pulls his leg off. Well, and then Luke is just sitting there like, what is going on? What in the world? And they were the boy was really cute. He's like, "You're magic.
You're magic."
He's like, "Now watch." He's like, he puts it back on. Then he goes, "Watch the next time," you know, I can't remember what he told the two younger boys to say. He's like, "Both of my legs will come off." Well, apparently this young man has lost the lower part of both of his legs, but this kid was just hysterical. I mean, he was right there.
He was obviously
playing.
Comfortable with it.
He was very comfortable. He, you know, I told Luke, Luke was asking me why, and I said, you know, maybe the next time we see him, maybe we'll just ask him. I said, but I go, isn't it great that he can get around just like you and me, because doctors and science has helped him get to that point? And so, but it was just very, you know, you would have never, ever, you could have never told, could have been able to tell that this boy didn't have his bottom parts of his legs with the way he was walking. It was completely natural, his gait of his walk and everything. So.
Did you say the gait of his walk?
Mm-hmm.
I might have to look that up. Hold on.
I'm talking in horse terms, sorry, because the Derby's coming up this week.
The stride,
okay? You talk about their gait when you talk about horses.
When the hell were you ever into horses?
Well, Matt, there's some things you still don't know about me, babe.
I don't know. What are you talking about? All right, look, we'll quiet down. Now we're being told to quiet down by the 5.5-year-old who's lucky if he lives to see 6. On that note, Amy, how old are you?
35.
Well, according to this, we went to this.
Oh, my real age is 35.
I think this has been around for a while, realage.com. And we'll touch on some 12 tips to make your real age younger. So what they do is they say, what's your calendar age? So what's your birth date age? Take in consideration family history, lifestyle, current physical condition, and they give you a real age.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll start with Red Boy. I am 32.4 years young by my calendar age. My real age, 31.3, with a difference of 1.1 years younger than my calendar age. Not bad, says you.
No, says me.
But, says Absolute Amy's calendar age is... Go ahead.
I'm not saying.
Calendar age... I will, thank you. 37.8 years.
Yes.
But a little healthier, possibly, than the Red Boy. At 35 years real age, her difference is 2.8 years younger than her calendar age. So apparently a little healthier lifestyle there with Absolute Amy.
And it told me I could knock off a quick 3 years if I do some simple things.
Like get rid of me?
No. I think the first thing was said lose some weight. I was about ready to smack the computer if I could have reached in there and hit the guy who started it. Which, you know, granted, it's like, duh. Yeah, like I didn't know that. Like every time I step on the scale in the morning.
Well, they want
hello.
Hello.
That's why I'm walking on my treadmill. And I bought some new shoes today, too.
Did you buy some
new? I bought some new tennis shoes.
Amy, why'd you buy new shoes?
Because I don't. No, because I only buy new tennis shoes every, 5 years or so, whether I need them or not.
This is your second pair since I've known you. That's more than enough, okay? We are not the Rockefellers, Amy. But they did give us...
Choke me up there, man.
I know. They did give us 12 ways to make us younger, and I'll touch on a few.
They did? I didn't even read. You read your update. I didn't read mine yet. After I got back, I only got to read the first paragraph. You told me lose weight.
Screw you, I'm younger than this.
Lose some weight. I'm like, okay.
Thanks for the tip there, computer boy. Number one, take your vitamins.
We do that.
Which we do.
Except they want us to take more, which I think that's a sales ploy.
I think it is. Number two, quit smoking.
You don't smoke.
And I never heard of this term. And avoid passive smoke. Would that be secondhand smoke?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Smoking makes your real age 8 years younger. No.
8 years older.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go get me a pack of Marlboro Lights.
I think that's what helped my number, though, because I quit 5 years ago. So I think that boosted me up a little bit. Know your blood pressure. I don't know how knowing my blood pressure is going to make me younger. Maybe it's just so I can answer.
Well, we didn't know it. Did we know it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
we did.
I knew mine because I just was in
well, I knew it, but we didn't know our cholesterol.
Yeah, I had a ballpark.
I did too.
Reduce stress is number four.
I did that. Woohoo!
Number five, and they say this helps like sex and a whole bunch of other things. Floss your teeth.
I know. I'm going to run upstairs right now when we get off the show.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow, chicka, bow.
I said I'm going to floss, okay?
Oh. Damn. Flossing and brushing daily can make your real age 6.4 years younger.
I better floss.
I don't know what portion that's just flossing.
You can take the test over. We can take it over in July. They'll send us a reminder. See
oh,
if
joy.
if we've gotten any younger.
Purposely signed up for spam.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Number six.
Yes, we did.
So there's our things. Be active. Wear your seatbelt. Fill up on fiber. So poop a lot is what they're saying. Monitor your health. Number 10. I love that. I didn't even read these. Take the real age test. So basically, come back to our website again.
Yeah. Well,
number 11, laugh a lot.
Oh, okay.
So don't listen to the Red Boy podcast.
Don't listen to this one because this is a grumpy cast.
I think I'm doing the grumpy cast. And number 12, become a lifelong learner.
That's true.
I've learned that's a great marketing ploy. And you know what else I've learned, Amy?
It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. It's why I drink all the time. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. When I'm liquored up, I like her
just fine. That's Pete Schlegel. We'll put a link out on the...
I like that song.
Yeah, so do I.
I know.
Reality...
Jerk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jerk?
Jerk.
That's why it takes a whole lot of liquor to like her, okay?
Why
Amy?
Is it... Why is everything so slow tonight on the internet?
Why is my internet so slow?
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Now it's time for the Absolute Amy's American Idol update on the Red Boy podcast. Find out who rocks on and who rolls out.
It didn't go your way.
It did not go your way.
All right. How long is this? Okay, that's enough. All right, the first thing, Drunk Paula was back again this week.
She was. In rare form, wasn't she?
My favorite wait, we have that clip. My favorite quote of the week is, Paula Abdul needs to change her name to Paula O'Douls. Maybe needs to drink a little more of the alcohol-free beer. But here's Paula, if you missed her. It's a little long, but we'll...
You move me.
You complete me.
You celebrate what this competition is all about.
Bring me a beer.
You know, I spent the day yesterday watching the tapes.
And drinking beer?
Everyone
first started.
Vodka.
Vodka.
You've moved me from the beginning.
I bet.
You are this handsome, evolved performer. You are an American Idol. You are. You have a...
Now, hold on. Here's Simon. Listen. Hold on. I like the Simon line.
Simon Cowell, please. Why are you laughing, Simon?
I'm not laughing.
Because he's thinking drunk.
Yeah.
You're beautiful, and I'm completely wasted. Oh,
it was bad.
Yeah.
But
still not as bad as that one time when she was totally obliterated.
It's embarrassing.
She was in that sobby drunk phase. Not like the happy drunk like
she'd
before.
She'd been basically like drinking all night, it seemed.
Apparently,
like.
I don't know.
She started early.
So Amy's bottom three.
I had
picked
bottom three, Kelly Paris and Taylor.
And what was this week's theme? I forgot. Was it like the sad songs or something like that?
It was ballads.
It was like ballads or some crap.
It was ballads.
So once again, keeping up with your count, and I lost count a long time ago.
The bottom two were Paris and Kelly.
There you go. So see, you picked
I did
the bottom
pretty
two.
Good.
And
it's not that hard anymore to pick the bottom ones. I mean, come on.
And pretty much, you know what? No matter what Paris does next week, she's gone.
I think Paris will be in the bottom again.
Paris needs to be out.
Bye-bye.
Paris needs to be gone a long time ago.
But anyways, Kelly's gone.
Sorry, Charlie.
It was really bad.
You get that? Sorry, Charlie.
I know, but it was really bad. I mean, she is very cute. She's very cute. Yes, she is.
She's cute, but she's dumb.
Well, yes.
You know what? She's going to have a great career because Simon Cowell wants us...
I know. He thinks she's a little minx.
Yeah, he wants to make sweet love with her.
Anyways, I don't know about that, but... she's
gone.
You know
what I say about Kelly Pickler?
It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. It's why...
Yeah. Okay, but anyways,
okay, Amy.
It's over.
So Kelly's gone.
I
just can't take it anymore.
Oh, But I'm still going with the overall winner will be Chris.
I have to agree. Elliot's got to go too. But you know what? I like
he did that much. He's evolved. He's evolved, man. He's evolved. That's what this competition's all about.
I need to go.
And now another word from Absolute Amy. Oh my, Red Boy, you don't pay me enough for this. My wife talks too much.
I don't know if that fit, but it was fun to play.
I don't think it really did. I wasn't really rambling on. I wasn't mad about anything.
But I did like
that. Was just rude.
That's fine. It's a grumpy cast, so that's okay. I did. I know. And in a strange twist, I liked Catherine McCartney or whatever her name is. McPhee.
Yeah.
I actually liked her. I don't usually like her.
Oh, but she's great.
She did a great job last week.
I don't think she's going to win it, though.
I really don't give a rip, but.
She had the wardrobe malfunction.
And I missed it?
You tried to see it over and over and over again. Remember when the button popped on her skirt?
And it went like, what? Yeah, I T-voted it, and I was like, pause. You could almost.
She did really good. Simon told her she did terrible. And then the next night, he came back and apologized to her and said that it was much better. Shut up. This is the Idol update. Is this your update? No.
Well,
you're going to go out and run some laps.
All right, well, welcome to the end of the Grumpy Cast. I'm glad you all waited an extra day to hear this piece of crap.
I guess I should have just gone and fell asleep on the couch again.
Next week, please join us for the return.
For the Festa.
The Festivus with the rest of us.
It's going to be Cinco de Mayo, folks.
It'll be Cinco de Mayo.
I can't figure out. Okay, Matt, why can't we just do it on the 4th and say it and just release it on the 5th and say we did it on the 5th and just keep...
Why do that, Amy?
Because it's the beauty of podcasting. Because,
if you listen to it, you can hear Oh, I'm going to pause this. You can hear Amy doing this. This is you 1 year ago next week.
I'm anti-podcast. That's a preview.
I'm anti-podcast.
I should have just said I'm anti-Red Boy.
Yeah, because you're not anti-podcast, just anti-me. All right, kids. You know what? We'll let you go. Enjoy your lives and get on with things that you'd rather do than listen to us ramble on. If you have a voicemail for us, please leave more than that at 206-888-GEEK. That's 206-888-4335. Email Redboy or Amy.
Oh. Matt.
That's my at sign.
Ah. That was disgusting.
I'm not going to edit it out. I really don't care. This is the Grumpy Cast. I don't have to care.
It's not the Gross Cast, though.
Redboy at redboypodcast.com. Obviously, the Red Boy.
We've podcast. Lost listeners on that one.
They already trailed off before this. I saw the stats. Don't worry about it. We're all right.
Oh, shut it.
We'll get kicked out of Tripod, maybe, but that's all right. All right, kids. I don't know. What else? Am I missing something? Skype, Red Boy 3. You know, whatever. I can just go on for days and days about ways he can get a hold of us. Right by our house, right here on the street, you know, we're in the big window every week. So, y'all come and check us out here in the cornfields. And until next week, I am Red Boy, along with Sleepy, Grumpy, Absolute Amy, saying...
Bye.
It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. I quit. Why do I bother?
Okay, we're out.
All right. Love you all, kitties. Bye-bye.
When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine. She wants to tell me where to go, tell me what to do, tell me what to eat and how loud I can chew. She even wants to tell me what thoughts I ought to think. It used to drive me crazy till it drove me to drink. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. That's why I drink all the time. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine. Well, she's such a pretty thing, you'd think she's heaven sent. She's a quarrelsome kind, she likes an argument. She can yell all day, she can scream all night. I just sit there and smile, high as a cat. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. That's why I drink all the time. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine. This drinking buddy of mine, he married this girl. Said she was the meanest woman in the world. I saw her pretty picture and I said, you're poking fun. But then the day I met her, I said, pour me one. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. That's why I drank all the time. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine. Well, you may look down your nose at me, think I'm a sorry old son of a bee. The only way I'm giving up my drinking glass, if I can find a way to get her off my back. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. That's why I drink all the time. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine. Put a little brown jug up to my lips. I'm saving our love with every sip. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. That's why I drink all the time. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine. Well, every time when I get sober, she drives me out of my mind. It takes a whole lot of liquor to like her. When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine. When I'm liquored up, I like her just fine.